Okay, Nick, good evening, KTUPS Mobile. And I believe I just, 2 days ago, I replaced the guts inside my toilet, and I had the exact problem that you're describing. Plenty of water in the bowl, but it was taking way too long to fill up, and I was not aware of it. I was accusing my daughters of not flushing the toilet, but what was happening is one would go, and they wouldn't, you know, one would go immediately after that, but the bowl didn't get a chance to fill up, and it never did its business. Well, I was going to try to clean it out. It's not worth it. The new stem only costs about 12, maybe 15 bucks. The one I have does not have the ball cock and the float in there anymore, but it's not, I don't know what that inverted bucket is. This one is a whole assembly that fits into the water fill hole at the bottom of the tank or the water inlet. And it has a very small float at the top of it enclosed in maybe like a 2x2 box. But in the output hose, that little black hose that runs over to the overflow tube, there is a petcock in that, and it's adjustable. So you can reduce the flow to almost nothing if you want. And that it works fine. I mean, you can adjust it to, you know, keep the water level wherever you want. Well, you can't make it higher because it'll just overflow down the sewer. And I also get that grit in the bottom. It almost looks like somebody took a fresh black pepper grinder and ground black pepper in there. There's little tiny black particles that come in. So I get the same thing, Dick. Back to you.
The mechanism that you just described, Rich, is exactly the one that I bought a couple of hours ago at Home Depot. And there's about five different models, maybe six different models they've got. That's the one I finally settled on. The fact that it's got the separate petcock going in series with the black piece of tubing, which means you can now set the ratio of water in the tank versus water in the commode. And so your daughters, because the tank was filling up so slowly, and your daughters had successive flushes required, the next flush was only a 20% filled tank. And so because it was filling so slow, so you had the exact same problem I had. I'll bet you 20 or 30% of the population has this problem and don't know about it. The first clue is how long does it take to fill? I mean, we all have, let me pick a number, 75 pounds per square inch water pressure. Let me drop it. Therefore, the total amount of flow into the system is definitely enough. But if the majority of that water is going into the commode and only a small percentage of it's going into the tank, and if it takes you 5 minutes to fill the tank, and obviously something's wrong. That's why I'm replacing that mechanism. I took it apart as far as I could, tried cleaning out those extra orifices that allow water to flow into the tank. I couldn't do it. Either they were so jammed with pebbles or something. I just couldn't clean out those orifices. I couldn't correct the problem in the device, so I'm discarding the device and completely replacing it. And setting the level to a different level would not correct the problem, Paul. If the water flowing in, if 90% of the water is going to the commode by way of the black piece of tubing, and only 10% of the water is going into the tank, which probably was close to my case, no matter what level I set the inverted bucket at to make it stop putting water into the system, it's not going to correct the original problem. WS2N, I wonder if that makes some sense. K2RIW.
I have a comment.
Yeah, I wonder what happened when you put the new one in. Well, now you got the petcock on there, so yeah, that's a bad A/B test. But if it was wide open, I wonder if it was equal to the problem before you changed it. And by the way, usually it's around 55 pounds pressure throughout Long Island. That should be the going pressure, no matter where you are, in a public building or a home.
Yeah, I can tell I'm getting plenty of pressure. I'm getting a lot of water flow, just that 80 or 90% of the water is going in the wrong place. KC2WGB, K2LIW, go ahead, John.
KC2WGB. Well, Dick, if you've ever taken the aerator off of your kitchen sink or bathroom sink, you will find those stone particles, very hard stuff. You'll see those. And if you really want to be horrified, connect a water filter. And take a look at that water filter in a week. It's amazing what we're drinking.
The stuff that you see in your water filter, is it brown, is it black, is it pebbles, is it all of the above? What do you see being collected by your water filter, John?
When you remove the filter after it's been in service for a while, there's a slime in it, very slimy, and there are little granules of those stones or particles of type. Plus, you have a very dark brown color, which eventually gets to where it's not black, but it gets extremely dark brown, depending on how long it's running.
Now, I wonder if you guys have the same problem I do, that when I first reach inside the tank, touch the black piece of tubing, touch the side of the tank or whatever, the stuff that gets on my fingers is very dark, not easy to remove, whatever the heck it is. It's almost like powdered black ink with water mixed into it. Over to you, John.
Well, it's actually a clay base. If you notice, if you collect enough of it on your finger and you mush it together and then look at it as it starts to dry out a little bit, you'll see it's clay particles. And then, of course, you have all that grit, which is a stone issue. But there's a lot of clay that gets into the lines.
Now, the orifices in the filling mechanism that's supposed to allow water to flow into the tank, I think they can get clogged with those pebbles. For some reason, the water level going in, the water going into the black piece of tubing, that doesn't clog. But the other orifices do clog. I am guessing that's what's going on. When I finish replacing this mechanism, I'm going to take apart the old mechanism and find out what in the world took place. You think it could be calcium deposits. I think it could be stone stuck in there. I do know that the orifices are clogged. And it sounds like Rich took his mechanism and simply threw it away. If Rich had a little bit more scientific curiosity, the old one that you threw away, it would be interesting to take it apart and find out what was the failure mechanism. I'd like to believe it wasn't the original design. I'd like it to believe, like to believe it was the particles shipped to you in your water that created the failure. What do you think, Rich? K2UPS, K2LIW, are you in Pennsylvania yet?
Real quick, Dick, if you look at the structure of that bull cock, you'll notice the large vent that's filling the tank is at the lower portion, and that's where most of the stones are going to collect because of that low pressure. By the time it travels up to go out the black hose, most of the stones have returned because of the low volume.
Yeah, there's more to that. Rich, first, wait for the beeps.
K2UPS Mobile. Yeah, I'm in Pennsylvania now. And I get that same rusty, dark slime on the inside. And that's in all of them, I think. And I tend to get the faucets and the toilets closest to, you know, like on the first floor or the basement, closest to the main water supply that collect the stuff first. The upper floors don't get it as bad, I guess, because you got to push it up through the pipes as a chance to settle. Yeah, I did try to take that piece apart, and it was, you could kind of see there was some of those little black peppery granule stuff in there, and it's plastic. I said, you know, it has a limited life. They don't make these things to last anymore. So it's just every couple of years you got to do this. But, you know, the new one now, the one that I just replaced, I think the tank fills up in about 40 seconds now. So it's good for rapid fire.
Wow. Your tank fills up in 40 seconds. Roughly how long did it take to fill up before? Could it have been in the vicinity of 5 minutes? Rich, go ahead.
I didn't time it for a full fill, but when I discovered the dents, what the problem was, because when I opened up the toilet to see what the problem is, and I flushed it, and you could barely hear the water coming in. There was water going into that little black tube, but almost nothing was going into the main tank, and it took probably at least 5 minutes to fill that tank up. You know, I got the new one, and I tried to take the old one apart just to see it and then maybe clean it out, but I'm like, you know what, it's plastic, it's not even worth it, and just swapped the new one in. It only took like 3 or 4 minutes. It's a quick job, but just, you know, something that you got to check once in a while.
Yeah, now, if you simply unscrew the ratchet mechanism that takes the float mechanism out of the base thing, which has the piece of flexible tubing coming into the bottom of the tank, if you only replace the upper part, you haven't corrected the problem. You must take apart the total mechanism that goes through the bottom of the tank and that flexible piece of tubing that comes into the bottom of the tank. All of that had to be replaced. I think you're saying you did replace that. Is that true, Rich? Go ahead.
You got to do that, Dick, the whole thing.
That's correct. It's all one unit. And a matter of fact, and this is an older toilet that's still 5.5 gallons, and it still had a rigid or slightly flexible pipe running from the Petcock shuttle valve under the toilet up to the bottom of the tank for the fill. You could bend it if you want to, but it certainly wasn't flexible. I replaced that with a braided steel hose.
Yeah, mine is already a braided steel hose. But, John, when you take apart that mechanism and you see a rubber diaphragm, which is really the cutoff, there's a little piece of wire that goes down the center of it, and that diaphragm opens and closes and it allows the water to flow through. If you take that rubber diaphragm out and you look below it, you see some great big orifices that look like they're going to drain water into the tank. However, those orifices go into the body of that lower mechanism, and there's a whole bunch of other holes that are supposed to drain into the tank. In my case, I could find one tiny little hole that was still clear, and all the others were absolutely jammed, and I couldn't even shove a piece of wire down there to clean up the other ones. So when you first take off that rubber diaphragm, you think you're seeing a great big aperture. Below that chunk of metal is a whole bunch of plastic channels that, in my case, are no longer open. KC2WGB, K2LIW in the TechNet.
Yeah, no, I understand exactly what you're talking about, and they're all a little different. Some of them you'll find just a tube, about a 3/8 tube that's rising, and some are multiple channels. They're all built a little differently, but the flow is very heavy at the bottom and very light at the top. So what's happening, you're not getting the volume to carry those stones up, but eventually they will build up to the point where they'll clog that whole tube.
I believe you. So did you have a failure at all like this, Paul? And did you have to replace your whole mechanism for a similar reason, WS2N, K2IW?
I would say over the years I've been here, probably changed that a half a dozen times. And that's it. You know, but usually what happens is it slows down to the point where it's useless. You know, I don't have to worry about counting seconds. It just doesn't flush. You know, and you do hear it. I think Rich said that. You do hear it slightly. It would take like a month of Sundays before it would fill up. So, you know, it's time. So, just got a new one. And then also John's right. There's different variations of these. I think mine only costs like $8 or something from Ace Hardware. You get a bunch of different models. I try to get the simplest one. I haven't seen the one with the petcock on the little tube. I haven't seen that one yet. That sounds good. But right now I don't need it. I did change the water level from the original height. This was an original float type of system with a big wall. But of course, right away I went to the modern inverted cup system that works very well.
Yeah, I'm about to install the one that Rich is describing. It's a little black box with some kind of a level detector in there. And I hope I can adjust that level height to fill up my tank all the way to the, right up to the overflow tube. But we've now got one that inside the black tube there is a petcock where you can rotate and decide how much water will flow into the overflow tube and therefore into the commode. There was another version that Home Depot had where there was a sliding mechanism that pinches down that piece of black tubing. So you've either got a sliding mechanism or a petcock on some of the slightly more expensive ones where you can adjust the ratio. And I'll bet you I'm going to have to readjust that ratio as time goes by because I guess we have more than enough motivation to put a great big filter on the water as it first enters the house. because, boy, there's all kinds of sludge, particle matter, and whatever coming into our water. I wonder how many people have a master filter of all the water coming into the house. Anybody want to comment on that? K2LIW listening.
I had one at a time, Dick. I removed it. It was just too much of a nuisance. There is so much stuff that filter clogs constantly, but I do have it on the drinking water systems.
If you go to any public building, they always have a series of strainers before that water ever gets into the building.
Very interesting, Paul. John, what you're saying is that the amount of particle matter coming into your house by your water system was so bad that it was always clogging the filter, and it was a pain in the neck, therefore you had to eliminate the filter. Doesn't somebody make a bigger filter? How big was your filter and its cartridge, John? Over to you, John, K2IW.
It was a two-stage filter. It had two filters in these removable test tubes that fit in there. Paul knows what they look like. They have a little valve on top that you twist to turn them off when you're going to change the filter. They're about 3 feet long. There were two of them. And when they would work on the water system and you would get that mud, you notice occasionally you look at the toilet, it looks like there's mud in the bowl itself. Well, that's where that comes from. Well, the filter would be clogged in one day.
Wow. Doesn't somebody make a bigger filter with more area? You said your filter was 3 feet long. What was the diameter of that filter? Is it a felt accordion pleated filter? What was the diameter or area of that filter? And it would clog in one day? Run that by again, John. K2LIW.
Yeah, Dick. They're about 6 inches in diameter and about 3 feet long. And there was two of them. One was mildly coarse, and the other one was a little fine. And, wow, when they would work on the system, you could actually watch the stuff coming in and clogging up on the stone collectors.
Did the container have a clear side where you could see the action of all this clogging? And, by the way, you had a coarse filter and a fine filter. Which one clogged first? And are you literally saying you would clog it in one day? Well, maybe you're describing a multi-family dwelling that uses an awful lot of water and a lot of showering and a lot of clothes washing. KC2WGB, K2IW.
Yeah, well, I have 4 units, but this was on just my unit alone. So, yes, and it would clog in, it would be just a few hours. It depended on how close they were working and how much damage and how much they disturbed the pipe. But all of our water supply system has that same crud that your toilet tank has. It's that slime that's coating it plus clay and dirt laying in the bottom. And when they disturb it, especially when they turn like a hydrant on and you get that great volume, it stirs everything up. And, yeah, that would be the end of my filters.
I used to think that drinking water was safe. Now I'm worried. I mean, my Huntington Water Authority gives me a bulletin, 4-page bulletin, every 2 or 3 months, telling me how pure and how great the water is. And they're telling you about this chemical and that chemical, and they got a list of about 20 different chemicals or 25 chemicals they're keeping track of, and everything is in the safe zone. I don't remember seeing a entry for particulate matter. Wow. And so, from one point of view, let me drop. From one point of view, if you're drinking a lot of city water, so to speak, you're getting a lot of minerals into your body. Is that good? This brown, sludgy junk, is that safe to drink? Have you ever considered putting a filter on your main house water, Rich? KTUPS, K2LIW, are you all worried about what we are consuming and what we're putting into our body? You got it, Rich.
KTUPS Mobile. Well, I have full and spring bottled water delivered for drinking and cooking, and it's my wife was tired of it when we first moved in. But I do have a whole house filter put on. It's not as big as John's. It's probably maybe about 4 or 5 inches of diameter and maybe a foot long or so. And I've actually haven't, it's been a while since I replaced it, which I think one reason why some of that crud got into some of the sinks. I think it bypasses when it gets full. But it does not filter any water that's going, you know, to my outside faucets. It only filters what's going into the inside appliances, the showers, the bathrooms, all that kind of stuff. Now, the refrigerator with the ice maker, that has a separate filter on it that I change periodically, too. But, yeah, we have a whole house one put on the water main in the basement.
When you do clean that filter, and it sounds like yours is not a coarse and a fine, it's a single-stage filter, only going to the water for the sinks and the shower.
You don't replace it. You replace them, Dick. You don't clean it.
I know. You have to open it up and maybe clean out the container where the filter was. When you do replace that filter and you look at it, how often do you have to do that, Rich, and what do you see in that filter? K2U, and does it alarm you? K2UPS, K2LIW?
It can be a little alarming. It's not anywhere near as bad as John has it, where it will fill up in a day. But I usually try to do it every 3 to 6 months. And it can be pretty cruddy. You know, it can be a lot of stuff on there, a lot of sediment, and some of that slime that he was talking about that built up. It's a replaceable element. It kind of looks like string that's just been wound and wound and wound and wound. I don't know if it's polyester or what type of material it is offhand, but it just fits over it. And then, of course, I rinse, like John said, I rinse out the bowl that it sits in. It'll put it back on there, tighten it up again. And I don't have a valve on top of mine. I have a valve on each side of it to shut the water coming in and going out so I can replace it. But, yeah, it's my wife would not be happy if she saw that.
Now, if your filter did clog, is there a bypass mechanism, Rich? And in which case, do you ever worry about the filter if you leave it too long? You're in the bypass mode? K2UPS, K2LIW?
I believe there is a bypass on it, just like the oil filter in a car. I mean, if it gets too plugged up, it'll just, pressure builds up and it goes past it. And then, of course, you're not getting the benefit of the filter anymore. But I believe it's on that. I'm not 100% sure.
John, yours that was filled up in a day, did it have a bypass mode, or when it filled up, did you now get the water at much too slow a rate? KC2WGB, K2LAW?
Yes, Dick, it would slow down. The volume would go drastically low. It didn't have auto bypass. I don't know any of them that did have that, but yeah, it's possible they could have a pressure regulator of some type in there. But what usually happens is you're coming into a filter, and as the filter gets clogged, and I'll tell you something else that's amazing too, as the filter gets clogged, the pressure builds up, and the filter starts to deteriorate, and you start getting blowholes in it, and then it starts to just pass filthy water back through it. But what I did do is I weighed the brand new cartridges. They weighed about 3/4 of a pound, and when I was through with one that was extremely dirty, I let it dry out for a couple of weeks, and I measured it, and it went up to about maybe 4 pounds, Dick. So that's like, 3 pounds of garbage.
Wow. 3 pounds of garbage in what period of time? John, go ahead.
That had been in operation approximately 1 month. But there was a day when they were doing the work, and I noticed my filters had, it's a long, it looks like a test tube, and it's clear. From the top to the bottom, you can see the entire internal part of that filter. And you can see it as it starts to get a little dirty, and then, and you look at it one day, it's not too bad. Next day you go down there, and the thing is totally wiped out. So that really made me sick.
Your filter element itself, Paul describes it as a bunch of wound string. I thought the filter was going to be accordion-pleated filter paper, if you know what I mean. Your filter itself, when it's brand new, what does it look like, John? Over you, John.
Okay, it looks like a stack of donuts, and it feels like ceramic. It's the porous density is different between the fine and the coarse, of course, but they're basically the same filters. They just look like rings that are stacked on top of each other. And you get it in a box, you just slip it up, tighten the casing, and you're back in business. It takes maybe, I don't know, 30 seconds to change the filter, but it's not a cloth filter.
Now, you told me that you get 4 pounds almost of buildup in a month, and you told me the filter would clog in one day, so I'm a little bit confused. Over to you, John, K2LIW.
Yes, I could get it clogged in one day if they were working on the system, you know, disturbing the pipes. It would be fine enough. You'd look at it and say, well, you know, it's a little brown, but it was okay. And they'd work on the system, and the next day you look at the filter, it had to be changed because it was just totally opaque.
Wow. What is the price of that filter element, John? And what's the price of the whole filter assembly? Over to you, John, K2LIW.
The double unit, including the manifold, I think was like $400, and the filters were maybe $6, $8 a piece.
Dick, don't you ever see Suffolk County Water coming by in your neighborhood opening up fire hydrants? They do that around here all the time.
Are they opening them up just to clear out dirt or just to prove that they're in good working order? Or are they actually being used to support a fire? That's question number one, Paul. And what is the approximate price of your filter element, Paul? WS2N, K2RIW?
I don't have a filter element here at all. The aerator, like John said, that's good enough for me. That's it. I do buy a lot of bottled water, like Rich. So the only thing I don't think about is the I don't want to think about it now is making coffee, because that's made with the tap water. But they open up the hydrants to blow out any debris that's in the pipes. They do that on, you know, a regular basis. So you always see that at least once a year. You know, you look out the window and here comes a little river coming down the road. And that's what they're doing. They'll run that for sometimes 10 minutes wide open. Back to you, Dick.
W2NYA, I'd like to get into the conversation.
Mr. NYA, start off with your name, sir, and then proceed with your conversation on this one.
W2MYA, my name is Pete, and I'm in Howard Beach, Queens. And they've been doing a lot of work on the pipes over here. After Sandy, there was a lot of damage over here. And they started redoing the water mains, starting in Ozone Park, which is the first neighborhood north of me. And like the other guy was saying, about every 4 days, my filters will absolutely clog up. And I've gotten to the point now where I just take it out in the yard and hose it off with the same crummy water and put it back on. But we've been using bottled water lately to make the coffee, because even, you know, with the degenerated water filter, my filters, I have an AquaPure system, and they cost about $22 or $23 a filter, and it's a two-stage filter. And it clogs up so quickly that, you know, it's, you know, cost prohibitive to change it every couple of days. But we have to make the coffee with bottled water, because the coffee tastes like dung when you try and make it with the water that comes out of the tap.
Doesn't sound like your local water authority is doing all the bragging about how clean the water is and how great tasting it is that my water authority is. But still, they're doing all this bragging, and yet the sludge that I see in my tank is kind of discouraging. Paul, you described a filter that looks like a bunch of wound string. And now you're telling me you don't have a filter. So the filter you described that looks like a bunch of wound string, Was that somebody else's filter? WS2N, K2LIW?
It was Rich.
Yeah, Rich described that. Go back to Rich with that.
Okay, that wound string filter, which does or doesn't develop some hold, how expensive is that filter, and how often do you have to replace it, Rich? K2UPS, mobile, K2LIW?
Yes, I believe the last time I bought them, they were about $10 a piece. You can get different filters. This is just for sediment. If you have discolored water or other chemicals that you're trying to get out of the water, they make carbon filters. So there are different elements you can get, but I just use the one for getting sediment out. But if you're looking for one of the best filters for getting stuff out, although it's a very slow output and it's really only used for drinking water, you got to look into reverse osmosis. That's one of the better ones you can you get. They're not cheap, like I said, and they take a lot of pressure to work, but usually people just have a separate faucet on their sink and use that just for drinking and cooking water, because the output is not like what you're going to get out of your normal tap when you open that up.
What my family has been doing for the last year or two is pouring water into a charcoal filter, which gives you about 2 quarts, maybe a quart and a half of water in the container, and they use that for drinking and making coffee. And hopefully that charcoal filter, is what I think it is, a charcoal filter element, is doing the job. But the amount of sludge that I see jammed in my toilet filling mechanism, the amount of sludge and particulate matter that I see in my tank of my toilet, is telling me that when I open up the tap and just drink some water in the bathroom, as I've done for years, I wonder what in the world I've been ingesting. Not a pleasant thought. I've been ingesting a small percentage of that stuff that I see in the tank. Should I worry about this, John? What do you think? K2WGB? K2LIW?
Dick, if you ever put your water under a microscope, you'd probably not drink it at all. I mean, here in the city, we have problems with a few things. Cryptosporidium, okay, that's a big one. It shows up every once in a while. So what do? They chlorinate some more. Now what happens, when you go to Home Depot and you buy a waste trap, like for a bathroom sink, a little swing trap, it'll rot out because of the chlorine in a couple of years, where they would go 50 years before they would a brass trap would rot out. So now what do you have to do, which I don't like doing, is I changed over to PVC traps, which I don't like in the house, but I use them because nothing bothers them. But yeah, put your water under a microscope and see if you'll ever drink it again.
Right now, I used to make fun of people buy bottled water. And the price they're paying for the bottled water is tremendously higher compared to the price of gasoline. And so I used to laugh at these people. Hey, water out of the tap, I used to think, ain't that bad. And they're paying this great big price for bottled water. I'd like to believe that the bottled water we're buying is either coming from a more pure source or they literally are filtering the hell out of it. I'll bet you there's been some revealing stories about where is the water coming from that ends up in those bottles. Anybody got any comments on that? K2LIW?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead, John.
They caught a local outfit in Manhattan pumping it right out of the Hudson River and bottling it, mild filtering. But you've got the best solution. The carbon filters are charcoal-type filters, do an excellent job. So I wouldn't worry. If you're using that and that's what you're drinking, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Dick, did you ever see 60 Minutes? With Andy Rooney was around. He did a piece on Poland Springs water.
Tell me about that, Paul. Wait for the beeps and tell me. And I wish Andy was still there.
Yeah, we lost him a couple of years ago. Yeah, he did a piece on that, and he interviewed different people, and they found out it was really being come, you know, Poland Springs water was coming out of the ground up in Maine somewhere, I think, and they had all kinds of filters, and it's commercially done, but there is no Poland Springs. In fact, he did.
Okay, if it was a pure artesian well or something like that in Maine, and if it's being well filtered, and if somebody is testing its chemical contents, that could be all right. The fact that there isn't a real Poland Springs, which is an advertising word, I'll sort of accept that. It's a little bit deceptive, but my family drinks water out of that charcoal filter, and they make their coffee out of that. Because I'm a lazy guy, and I'm in the bathroom, and that thing is kept in the kitchen, I brush my teeth and then take a drink of that water out of the bathroom faucet. And now that I see what's in that tank of my toilet, and I realize that that's what's been going into my body, I don't feel so comfortable anymore about that. I may stop drinking the water that comes out of the tap. Even though the local water authority brags about the fact that it's the best water on the East Coast, that it's better than New York City water. It's what the Huntington, or is it Dix Hills? Let me drop it. Yeah, the Dix Hills Water Authority claims that it's the highest quality water you can get for a zillion miles around. And they got this report they come out with, 4 pages, describing how good it is, and a great big spreadsheet about all the possible chemicals and what percentage and parts per billion that have been found in the water, and that everything is acceptable. But I don't see any line in there for particulate matter and sludge, goo. Oh, well. K2LIW listening. Anybody want to talk?
W2MYA with a comment.
WGB with a comment.
Yeah, Pete and John in that order. If I was living in Howard Beach, would they also be publishing a report as to how great the water is there, Pete? Over to you, Pete.
No. It's basic city water. I mean, we're Queens. We're southwest Queens. We're almost Brooklyn, actually. But, I mean, it's city water. For the most part, it is pretty good. I mean, usually I'll go a year. And, by the way, what I wanted to say was my filter is half charcoal, and the other half, it's a two-stage, it's called. And the other half is what's called diatomaceous earth. And I don't know where that name comes from, but it's actually made of ground-up seashells or, you know, like some kind of sea organism or whatever. And it's very, very fine. I think that's what the guy was describing when he was talking about donuts or, you know, like the string. Because it's a very fine, it's almost a powder. In fact, I understand it's cancerous if you inhale the dust, but I never inhale the dust. But I have been cleaning them out and putting them back in, which is a little messed up. But, I mean, you know, at this point, because they're redoing the pipes.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
Rust, and they come and they turn the fire hydrants on, and you see the water going down a block for an hour, and it comes out, oh, my God, so brown. I mean, when they open the hydrants up, when they're done doing the water mains, the water comes, I mean, you can't believe it. And then they just, you know, they let it get almost clear, and then they close it off, and, you know, whatever is in the pipes comes into your houses.
Right after that operation, when you see brownish water coming out of the hydrant, and they turn it off, and then you turn on the faucet, is the water coming out of your faucet somewhat clear, Pete? Go ahead.
Well, what happens, I have a whole house filter that does everything but the hose cocks. It does the ice maker on the refrigerator, which, by the way, the refrigerator also has its own filter. And believe it or not, it used to be, I think I had the refrigerator 5 years, I never changed the cartridge in there. And since, you know, I've been, like, reusing the filters and stuff, I've had to change it twice in the past 3 or 4 months or 6 months, whatever it's been. The water is terrible. But if you look at the old water mains, it's like, the only way I could describe it is arterial sclerosis, you know. I mean, in a medical term, it's horrible. I mean, you'll see a 6-inch main, and it's down to, I'm going to say 3 inches on the inside. Back to you.
Your main household filter that you're using, Pete, how expensive is the filter element? How big is it? How often do you have to change it? Back to you, Pete. K2RIW, wait for the beep.
Okay, it's, I'm going to say 18 inches long, and it screws off at the bottom, and it's a paper-pleated filter on the inside with an insert inside the paper-pleated filter, which is, I believe, part charcoal and part what's called diatomaceous earth, which I already described. And it cost about 20... You know what? Sometimes I get them on eBay. It's called AquaPure as a system. Sometimes I get them on eBay, $50 for two. But if you go to Home Depot, it's like $35 for one.
Pete, you have to change that filter element roughly how often?
Before this, maybe I would change it once a year because I would notice the volume dropping. It doesn't have a bypass. I would notice the volume of water coming through the house start dropping, and the kids would complain. Once a year, maybe 14 months. Now with the water main work, it's a regular thing. I take it out in the yard every couple of days, and I hose it. And I got to tell you something. It's actually staining my driveway where I hose it, and the rust runs down the driveway. There's actually a stain in my driveway.
When you hose it down, you're getting rid of the particulate matter that's on the outside of the pleated filter. But if the diatomaceous earth has become saturated, the hosing might not be correcting that unless you're reversing the fill. No, even if you're reversing the flow, I don't think you can clean out the diatomaceous material because those particles would be flowing into the backside of the pleated filter. Over to you, Pete, K2LIW.
I agree completely. You know, I worry about it, and it is a concern, but like I said, I have a separate filter on the refrigerator, and I know it's not working as well as it should be, but at this point, I mean, you know, you do what you got to do. I'm hoping that they finish with this work. I'm hoping before the winter time, but we've been using a lot of, like I said, the coffee. My wife fills the coffee. She would fill a coffee pot from the refrigerator, and you would still taste. The only way I could describe it is a metallic taste in the water. But it's funny. You can actually put a magnet over the filter, and it'll move the discoloration of the pleats change as you move the magnet back and forth. Back to you.
That sure does sound like iron particles are in there from the pipes, I guess. Whoa. I'm going to pass it over to John now. And, John, what's your guess as to what percentage of the population of your borough, Staten Island, Richmond County, what percentage of the population is using a main filter as the water enters the house? KC2WGB, K2RIW.
KC2WGB, I would estimate less than 1%, just like people with backflow preventers. They just don't believe in them. But one interesting thing I'll tell you, I learned many years ago when I was a lifeguard, a young man, I would watch them fill the Olympic-sized pool. And, you know, there's a big 8-inch main or 10-inch main that you'd open up, and it would take more than a day to fill the pool. You wouldn't swim in it, Dick. Just like if you have say an 18-foot diameter pool, and you fill it with city water, at least here in the boroughs, you look at it, it's green, you can't see the bottom of the pool until you activate your filter and start cleaning it up. That really reveals a lot. Is it safe to drink? Probably, but it's not like you think water should be. What you see come out of your faucet, collected in a large volume doesn't look anything like that.
Now, I presume that that water that was going to the pool is the same source of water that people are drinking. However,
right.
However, that pipe that goes to the pool, you only fill the pool that way maybe once or twice a year. That pipe sits idle and is rusting and collecting pipe debris for a solid year. So maybe when you open up that particular pipe, maybe the junk in that particular pipe does not represent the percentage of junk that's in the main pipes that's feeding all the houses. That's a guess on my part. What do you think, John? Over to you, John, KQLIW.
On the surface, you're right, but you have to realize the length of pipe from the main in the street to where you're dumping it into your pool or whatever is not that long. So you have a very little bit of contamination that sits for any length of time. But you're right, they only do that once actually in the year and only use it to top off as it evaporates and things like that. But that length is very short and it's a minimum amount of stuff.
The Dix Hills Water Authority, according to one of the meetings I went to, has a bit of a problem in that they sample the water, I don't know, once per month or whatever, at X number of sites. One of those sites is a couple of separate water fountains within the school. And when they do that sampling in the summertime, when the water has been sitting in those pipes for a couple of months, when the school is not running during the summer, they measure things in that water that makes them unhappy. Therefore, all of the water in the community for a period of time becomes chlorinated, where the only failure was the faucets that are in the school. But if they follow the rules, they've got to chlorinate because they found something. And so you're telling me that the chlorination will eat up a stainless steel trap in the kitchen sink.
Brass, not stainless.
Okay. How come you use brass instead of stainless, John? Go ahead.
Most traps are not made in stainless. They're usually brass. They're now they're cast and not machined anymore, and they're getting thinner as time goes by. But brass and chlorinated water don't mix, or copper.
Now, maybe your brass is being covered over with something else, a plating. Every one of the traps in my two sides of the kitchen sink always look silvery, as if they're made out of stainless steel. Are we paying too much money, if you know what I mean? Over to you, John.
No, they're probably chrome-plated, but if you actually were to file them down, you'll see they're brass in there. They're mostly brass.
So I think you're telling me that what I've got is probably brass with chrome plating, and if my water is sufficiently chlorinated, it'll eat through the cracks of the chrome plating and disintegrate the brass underneath. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, in fact, if you look at them, you may find it's only chrome-plated on the outside. That inside, it's brass. Usually when you take them apart, when you unthread those couplings, you can see the threads, and they'll be brass. But it looks nice, and it stays clean.
You said when you unthread that coupling, the trap that I've got in the sink, oh, I don't know, it looks like it's about 4 inches in diameter, and I can pick it up with my hand and look at the back side of it for dumping whatever junk it has collected. And it's got a rubber stopper in there that allows me to turn off the flow out of the sink. What kind of coupling are you talking about, John? Go ahead.
What I'm talking about is the U-trap under the sink. And it looks just like a U, and it has two ferrules that thread onto it. And if you back those off, you'll see that the threads are probably brass.
Ah, so you're talking about the U-shaped trap under the sink. Mine is PVC. And mine used to be brass. And after I poured Drano in there a few times, ate through the brass, I decided to switch over to PVC. The basket that's in the center of the sink that I can, that's got a stopper to it, that's what I thought you were talking about, John. Over to you, K2RIW.
Oh, right. No, that's the drain. Okay. And it has an adjustable little swivel in there where you can shut it off and on. Yes, that's stainless steel.
you're still using traps in your house that are made out of brass, and for some reason you haven't switched over to PVC, John, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't like PVC. It's too noisy, plus the outgassing during a fire is terrible. It's poisonous. So I try to use as little as possible, but I have no choice.
Okay, all of my pipes in the house are copper. I know a lot of people are going over to PVC pipes for the hot and cold water. But you're unhappy about using a small amount of PVC under the sink. I think that's the only place where a drain... Yeah, I've got a drain in the sink of the bathroom, a drain in the sink of the kitchen, and those are both PVC. And for those, that small amount of PVC in a case of a fire, is that the main reason that you want that to be brass? Sounds like you're very conservative, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm a little freaky that way. I know what it's like, and I've been exposed to it, and the acrid smell from that, even a small amount of it burning, it's incredible, Dick. But it's probably perfectly safe. It's under a sink, and how's it going to catch fire? But I just worry about it.
What about the people who have got PVC pipes? A modern-day house. I think the pipes are no longer copper. I think PVC is very popular. Isn't that true? Go ahead.
I don't know if PVC is legal in the city yet. I know some people are using the text tubing and things like that, but I'm not sure if it's legal. But we know what's really dangerous to me, the people that are using the 4-inch waistlines that are PVC. They're noisy. You can hear the water running all over the house when it's flushing. But if a fire breaks out, that's an awful lot of PVC to be burning. Along with your furniture and, you know, if you look at the amount of plastics that are in furniture and stuff like that, maybe I'm over-worrying totally.
Yeah, the domestic water pipes that they put in houses, I'm calling it PVC. I think it's something much more exotic. Isn't that true? I can't believe that's PVC. I think that would be outgassing something into the water that wouldn't be safe for humans. What do they call the plastic-like pipes, gray-colored, that they're now putting in modern-day houses, John?
If they're gray, they're probably PVC, maybe Schedule 80. I'm not sure. But I haven't seen it in our area here on Staten Island, but I haven't looked at new construction in a few years, but everything's being approved now.
2MYA. PVC. That's all regular PVC, Dick. You're talking about the supply lines, hot and cold supply lines, instead of copper.
Yes, I am, and you're saying those are PVC. Let's see what Pete is allowed to use in the Howard Beach. Over to you, Pete.
Oh, okay, the supplies are usually gray. Okay, very good. It's easy to believe I had to redo everything. I'm actually sitting in the basement right now of my house, which I had about 2 inches of water in the actual house, but, you know, I have an 8-foot basement underneath it. The PVC, if you're worried about a little bit of PVC from the pipes and stuff like that, I mean, first off, copper is the thing in the city. They don't allow PVC in the city yet, but they probably will very soon. I mean, they're actually allowing Romex for electrical if you're under 4 families and under 2 floors. And Romex is, you know, PVC coated. But everything in your house is PVC these days, from your TV set to your, I have a Craftsman cabinet that my ham shack is on top of, and it's all PVC these days. I mean, it's a little bit of tin on the drawers, but the actual sides are PVC. Everything is PVC these days, even your radio. I mean, what the little bit under your sink is no big deal. But I had all brass and copper and everything else, and as far as my drain lines, I changed them over to PVC because I had to redo everything, even the gas mains. The actual gas main that goes out to the street sprung a leak while I was working nights, and I didn't think it was a big deal because I slept right through it, But, you know, the police and the firemen that knocked down the front door and woke me up and dragged me out of the house and took me to the hospital, they thought it was a really big thing. Back to you guys.
That's quite a story, Pete. And when it comes to fire of materials, John, many of the cushions we've got on our furniture have a polyurethane foam. And polyurethane foam, when it burns, I think that gives off a cyanide-bearing gas. Over to you, John.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Dick. You're probably correct that I'm over-worrying. You know, the noise objection is terrible for me, but the danger was, I was so used to working in commercial. When we had commercial work, you could use PVC, but it better be buried under concrete. If it was exposed, not allowed. For that reason, fire kills people, and quickly. So, you know, just got used to that and didn't want to have any part of it.
If you searched around far enough, would you be able to buy furniture that has foam that's not made out of polyurethane? Over to you, John.
No, Dick, I don't think so. Plus, a lot of the stuff we buy is not really certified anymore because it's being imported from all these countries where the laws don't apply. So I'm sure we have a lot of dangerous chemicals and elements in our house that if it was burning, you wouldn't have a chance.
Paul, I'm sorry. I've got to apologize to you. I cut into your space report with this flush tank water problem where we went into. We'll give you some more time next weekend. This was TechNet number 1614. That was what you just had as a space report number 213. We're quite a bit beyond midnight. We're going to be cut off very soon. And so, bye-bye you all. Be kind to each other. Try to enjoy the hobby. Boy, we didn't have much good news tonight, John. Over to you for some final comments. KC2WGB, K2LIW. We got to find better news next week, John.
Yeah, as long as it's not political, we'll stay away from that. But I'd like to thank everybody for joining the net and for the questions that were sent in. And by the way, questions can be sent to my email, which is listed on QRZ at KC2WGB, and I'll forward them to the net, and we'll get some more answers. So everybody enjoy the hobby and have fun. Be kind to each other, and have fun. That's the most important thing. Enjoy this hobby and enjoy life. Over to you, Paul.
73, John. Dick, have a good night. And, yeah, no problem. That makes me, all these water topics, I'm thinking about the International Space Station and the habitat that's eventually going to go to Mars. And all their water piping and what's going to be involved with that and the types of tanks and what it's made of. The recycling. Wow. 73 guys, we'll catch you next week. Back to you, Dick.
I've got one final quick question, Paul. The Progress, I think that's the Soviet Union, the Progress ships that bring cargo up to the International Space Station, are they continuing, or is Elon Musk and all these other operations almost taking that over? WS2N, K2LIW.
They will continue on, primarily with fuel and food for and stuff for the Russian side. And they'll continue with the Soyuz as well. And eventually in the future, after the Soyuz is done away with, there's a new one being built by the Russians called the Federation. So it'll go on for until 2024, maybe 2028.
We've invested an awful lot of money in the International Space Station. Without a doubt, it's doing some good work. However, if a very persnickety person, I can't think of the name of this, the senator who used to always knock down the price of things, give us a lot of flack about the price of space hardware. Proxmire, yeah, I think it was Proxmire. If Proxmire was still around, looking at the cost-to-benefit ratio of the International Space Station, what's your guess as to what he would be saying, Paul? WS2N, KQIW.
I think that's it. Okay. Well, my guess is he probably wouldn't know enough because there's a tremendous benefit for that. Hope you got me on the input. But very good, Dick. We'll catch you next week.
No, you're coming through the machine beautifully. The